Chapter 8, Behrman's Masterpiece. In the afternoon, the doctor came. Sue greeted him happily and took him in to see Jauncey. After the doctor had been with Jauncey, he talked to Sue alone.
Is she going to be all right, doctor?
Asked Sue.
Even chances,
he said to Sue, taking her thin, shaking hand in his.
If you nurse her well, she will live.
Then the doctor told Sue that he had to go and see Behrman. Sue was very surprised.
The old artist who lives downstairs is very ill. He also has pneumonia, said the doctor. He is a weak old man, and it's very serious. There is no hope. I am afraid that he is going to die.
The doctor took Behrman to the hospital so that he would be comfortable when he died. Sue did not tell Jauncey. The next day, the doctor came to see Jauncey again.
She is out of danger, he told Sue. Give her good food and good care, and she will be fine.
That afternoon, Sue came to Jauncey's bed to tell her about Behrman. Jauncey was knitting a blue scarf. Sue hugged Jauncey.
I have something to tell you, Jauncey, she said. It is very sad news.
Sue told her that Behrman had died in hospital.
He was very sick for 2 days. He had pneumonia, like you.
Then Sue told Jauncey something sad, but wonderful.
The man who cleans our apartment building found Behrman in his room 2 days ago. His clothes and shoes were all wet. He was freezing cold. No one could understand why Behrman was so wet and cold. No one knew why he was outside on such a stormy night, full of rain and snow. Later, they found a lamp and a ladder. They also found some green and yellow paints and some paintbrushes.
Sue asked her friend,
Do you realize what Behrman did, Jauncey? Look out of the window at the last ivy leaf. Can you see how still it is? It doesn't move when the wind blows, because it is a painting. It is Behrman's masterpiece. He painted it on that stormy night when the last leaf fell. He painted it there so that you would live.